again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To all our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's good to know the Lord. That's the best thing that can ever happen to a man, just to know Jesus. Everything else gonna fade away. You can't have a greater gift than to have Jesus Christ. Because when all of this over, you got to stay somewhere. And without him, you can't go to heaven. He the only ticket to heaven. Only ticket. Can I say ticket? The only ticket to heaven is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, who needs nothing from nobody, be God by himself. He need nothing. Turn your Bible, if you will, to Exodus 19:5. Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then, not until then, ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all peoples. For all the earth is mine. All is mine. Everybody say mine.
Mine.
All of it. That means every sprank of dust is his. Deuteronomy 10:14. Deuteronomy 10:14. It said, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God. The earth also with all that therein is. In other words, mine. Everything you can see belongs to the Lord. He is supreme ruler over everything. Over everything. Supreme ruler over everything. Now go to our theme, not the theme, but another scripture that I have read once before, a couple of times. Psalm 24:1. We quote this one all the time. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world which we live in, and they that dwell therein, us. Everything is here. For he had found it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. It's God's earth. It's God's earth. That's what I'm dealing with. A God who needs nothing. God Almighty. This is number 65. A God who needs nothing. It's kind of strange if everything belongs to him. What you got to give him? You got to think. If everything I said you can see and can't see already heals, what he needs with what you got. Matter of fact, that you have is what? Here. Watch this now. Then what can you give God that he what? Need. If it already healed, he doesn't need nothing. And you ain't got nothing to give him that he needs. Nothing. He the God. He the only God qualified to talk like this. You can't find another God can talk this big time talk. Can't nobody deny. Buddha can't talk like this. Muhammad can't talk like this. And then get away with it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You got to give God. Let me tell you how I look at it. I look at it, Jesse, as an honor. When you ever want to start your blessings off really blessed, look at it as being an honor that God can pick up trash like us and use us. What he need us for? Nothing. You don't have to put no bottle, milk bottle to his mouth to pet him.
That's right.
He don't need your petting.
You're right, Pastor.
He don't want you to feel sorry for him.
That's right, Pastor.
For what?
Hello. Go ahead.
He got the whole world in his hand. Think, you got to think.
Yes.
We quote it, just quote it. Yeah. But think, what he need with you? Horrible. What you already got, not yours. That million in the bank is his. He can fix it where you can die and somebody else can get it. Cause it's who? His.
Right.
Everything belongs to him.
Yes, sir.
He only God. Y'all know any other gods? God said himself, I don't know no other one. If God don't know there's another one, then no another.
All right.
God Almighty. You say, y'all may know some more God flying around, but I don't know no more gods. Another God. He needs nothing. Now, I read all those scriptures to let you know I own everything. That means I own everything. ain't got nothing. Everything you got belongs to me. Don't get mad with him. He can let you die. Somebody else can pick it up. You ought to thank God that he let you use it for a little while, because it heals. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I don't know.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Go on, Reverend.
Y'all notice what happened in the world today.
Go ahead.
We put pets before God.
You're right. That's Reverend, right. You're right.
Anything. We treasure anything but God. And that little old cat you got a bow on him. That's my cat. That's my little dog you keep to have. Look at that's my little puppy. Yeah, yeah. Folks treasure everything, snakes and everything else. Those are mine. You don't own nothing. God Almighty. He the God that needs nothing. I told you on last Sunday, but I've got to back up a little bit. I told y'all, what is nothing? I don't believe nobody in here can answer that question.
What is it?
What is nothing? But I'm going to tell you a little further before I get to it. Right. To get you back next Sunday. What is nothing? I'll give somebody a chance. What is nothing? What is nothing? Oh, my. What you say, brother? Don't we talk to you? You scared to say? Okay, all right. He owns everything.
Well,
I believe this 21st century generation have gotten themselves crossed up a little about who this world belongs to. They kind of crossed up. I say a little. Don't y'all feel like that? This generation that own now, I believe they crossed up a little bit. God Almighty. But our old pals never seem to be a cross, I mean a problem of getting who owned this world. My mama. Great mama, great grandmama, on back down. They never got crossed up on who owned this world. They believe all the time that God owns everything your eyes can see and can't see. But what's going to happen to the new generation? They believe that God didn't fix everything. God doesn't own everything. He owns everything. But mama, great grandmama, and on down, they believe that God made everything. And everything belongs to him. They had no problem. And my brothers and sisters, God is the creator of all things. He is the boss. Everybody say boss. He is the boss. God Almighty. Supreme boss. Not just managing thing. He is the boss. He don't have no help. He is the administrator of all things. Everything and everybody. God can make you do things you don't want to do. So he got to be the boss. Have you ever said you ain't going to do nothing? It ought to have been right. God made you done right. He can make you do what he wants you to do. Matter of fact, he can let you go to sleep and you know everything in a book. and get up and don't even know your name.
All right. All right. All right.
He gone. He owns everything. He owns the mosquito that bite us. The gnat that bother us. He owns everything. I want these young folks to know that. He owns everything. We don't make laws that God already made. They overshadow his laws. God Almighty. He already got it fixed. And my brother and sister, we told you on last week that the earth is the Lord. And the fullness there are, everything in it, he fixed it all. Not we, but he did it all. And my brothers and sisters, the whole earth and all of its fullness is his. He made it, and he is the main source owner. He the master. He is the governor. And all the beauty and the richness that proceed from this earth belongs to God. Everything you see belongs to God. I'm trying to get something straight. I'm trying to set up something here. I'm trying to get something straight. Who this world belongs to? Heart of mine. I think you need to know that first before you know what nothing is. The material that this earth produces belongs to God. Think about it now. Let the rest of them. The material that the earth produces belongs to God. Man can't invent nothing. God already know it. Look what I'm doing, God. Yeah. I fixed it before you got here. Man can't fix nothing that God can't fix. That's his holy name. He needs nothing. And my brothers and sisters, God put the water together in one place and made the dry land appear. And he formed the rivers and the ocean and the dry land and the water beneath the ground. Ain't that some more? We surrounded by water and don't even know it. Water up there, water down upon the ground. When you flood the world one time, water will come out of the ground. Heart of mine. He owns everything. Beneath the ground and on the ground. Watch this now. Watch God. Boy, you can't beat him. Watch this. One generation passed away and another one come on. Another one passed away, another one. So on and so on passed away. Wonder why. Look what a plan God got. If he didn't get rid of some of us, the earth would be overpopulated.
That's right. That's right.
That means one generation, another come on. One generation, after a while, it's going to be over after a while. Because the earth would be overpopulated. Right. Huh. That means you got to stay here a while. Right. And then leave on. Because you won't have nowhere to stand. Yeah. Yeah. Man trying to go everywhere to mess up something. He done messed up this beautiful earth. Now he's trying to find the moon to mess up in it. Now he's trying to leave the moon and go somewhere else in it. Ain't no more people nowhere. If he finds no more people anywhere else, God done told a lie. And he can't lie. If he come upon anything else like a person, God done told a lie.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Why go to a earth ain't no life on it? What are you looking for?
Right.
You see, watch this, watch this. God fixed one earth for man.
Yeah.
If he intend for man to go, he'll let some oxygen be up there. And if man go to the moon, he got to carry his own oxygen.
Right.
You're right.
That being, don't be messing around up there because you don't know where up there anyway. Now he's trying to find somewhere else to go. He done messed up the earth. Now he want to mess up everywhere else. But he ain't going to find what? Nothing. Bless his holy name. This God world, he got it fixed like he want. He'll form everything like he want. And my brother and sister, the earth again is the Lord. And everything in it. And he is Lord over everything in it. Watch this now. Well, who then may approach him and tell him what to do and what not to do? He is God. He is God. Nobody in here, nobody can go tell God what to do. Now God will help his own people that he got, he using to do some things on this earth. For instance, like, you know, Joshua. God Almighty. He was fighting the war. He was about to lose the war. But he talk to God who owned the sun. He told God, ain't that something? The sun, I said the sun. He told God, he said, God, he said, we about to lose this war. Now, if you let your sun stand still 24 more hours, we can win the war. God heard his voice.
Yes, sir.
He said, ain't got it, said, you tell the sun.
Yes, sir.
Joshua told the sun, stand still. The sun stood still. Who else can make the sun stand still 24 more hours?
All right. All right.
The enemy was on it, but what happened here, it was a cliff that fought between Joshua and the enemies. The enemy didn't know the cliff was there. But the sun was blind their eyes. They coming at them, they'll fall over in what? The cliff. Let it stand still.
Yes, sir.
What they blind themselves. That means it's bad to mess with a child of God. When you mess up with a child of God, he'll fix trap that mess you up sometimes. I said he'll fix trap for you.
That's right.
He owned the sun. He owned everything. God ain't got to operate on nothing. No mechanic go up there and work on the moon. No, go work on the sun. You don't got to work on nothing. He don't use wrenches and things in him. See, he owns everything. Everything obey him. But man, God of mine, he owns. He is the owner of everything. And my brother and sister, it was a lie put out a few years ago that Jesus and Satan was brothers. Somebody may have heard it sometime. They went back years ago. I said, that's a lie. One of the biggest lies that ever been told, Paul said. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I didn't find nowhere else where he had a brother.
No, Reverend. It's not
there. It was in the family.
No, sir.
Right.
If I don't find it in here, he doesn't have a brother.
All right. All right.
The devil will do anything to get your mind off the word of God. If you can believe him, that's all you want. That's what he's here for, the fool folks. But he have no brother. God is in control of everything. Everything your eyes can see, God in control of it. He in control of everybody and everything. Name something that God is not in control of. Name something. Come up with something. Somebody tell me something right quick. Name something. Tell me. Come up with something. that God is not in control of. Tell me something. Sovereign everybody. Can't nobody say nothing.
That's right. That's right.
You better not say nothing. Well, what you gonna, we're going to get that person and put some Jesus in them. We're going to put some Jesus in them. God Almighty. You don't mess around, got wrong with, checked up with the wrong God. Doesn't need nobody. He God by himself. He in control of everything. That's it. My brothers and sisters, who else? Think now what I'm going to say. Who else do you know can divide or spread a Red Sea? Name somebody. God of mine. Spread a Red Sea. Moses had a Pharaoh problem. But God doesn't have problems. He God of the whole world. And everything obey God but man. Pharaoh problem. Y'all know the story. How God made a fool out of Pharaoh.
All right.
See, he'll make a fool out of you.
Yeah.
I told you 2 Sundays ago that Pharaoh had ought to have more sense than that, you know. And,
yeah.
Oh, my. If somebody can spread a Red Sea,
yeah,
and I'm chasing him to kill him, before I get in there, I'm not going in there. I don't care how dry it look. That was a trap.
Yeah.
See, when you get around messing around with God, folks, he set a trap for you. When you mess around with God, folks, he set a trap for you. When you think you got him, it's a trap sometimes. You better watch what you're going to do, because a trap sometimes he set for you. If anybody can make a highway, God Almighty, cross a Red Sea. And the Bible said he walled up the water. Put a wall, the wall got stiff. The water got stiff. Like a wall. And the ground was dry like a freeway. And you tell me I'm going to chase the man that God helping there? No, I'm not going in there. He'll set a trap for you if you don't watch yourself.
Right.
He God, buddy. I'm trying to get somebody to see. She got a lot of gods going around in the world. This God, that God. It's not the one true God. Many God. You got to make your own God.
Right.
But that's the one real God who owns the whole world.
That's right.
It's him by himself. He doesn't need nobody. We got to first see who God is. That way folks don't get their life to Jesus Christ. They got to find out who God is. God doesn't need you for nothing.
You're right, Pastor.
Hold me a bit of harm, y'all. She said my folks think they big shots and all that kind of, that God they talking about. You better wake yourself up. Did you not know you got to meet this same God I'm talking about? Did you not know you got to bow to this same God we talking about one day? Don't let this new stuff mess you up. You got to bow. Everybody got to bow to him. Even though the devil got to bow to him. You let the devil deceive you. Every one God, true God, he owns everything. He don't have to beg nobody to do nothing. Beg nobody to do nothing. Oh, boy. Before I get to nothing, I've got to get this straightened out for you. This God doesn't need what? Nothing. It belongs to him. But these young folk coming on think there's somebody else beside him. Mom and daddy didn't have no problem like this. Great, great, great mama didn't have no problem like this. But we in these last days think there's another God, no other God, nowhere. He still got the world in his hand. I say, in his hand. You know, sometimes folks say, yeah, they're swinging around on an action or all that kind of thing. It ain't sitting on nothing. It's just doing what God told it to do. And it can't stop until he says stop. Man trying to find out about it, he's ramming, trying to find out to see God. You'll never find him like that. You'll never. The only way you find him, you got to humble yourself. And say, Lord, save me. I'm making sure you something then. And then when he show you that, you ain't going to run it for nothing because he got all power in his hand. He go. He doesn't need nobody. And everything on this earth obey God but man. God Almighty. Everything. And my brothers and sisters, always remember, when we obey God's word, then we become his responsibility to see you through all of your problems. This is the word of God. When you find out who he become your responsibility, God owns this world, this God world. You become, and this good church, God got our life in his hand. You're going to have some problems, but I'll take care of you. I'm not going to put no more on you than you can bear. Regardless of what they do to you, the main thing, when you die, you're going to be with the Lord. That's the main thing. Whenever something happens to you, you're going to be with the Lord. So when you give your life to Christ, God become your responsibility. And my brothers and sisters, don't you be the problem. See, Pharaoh had a problem. See, but don't you be the problem. Paul, I get it wrong. Moses had a problem. Pharaoh was his problem. But don't you be the church problem. Never be God people's problem. God will mess you up when you be his people's problem. When you become the church problem, it's bad to run with you. It ain't good to ride with you. It ain't good to stay in the same house with you. When you become the church problem, see, the church belongs to God. The church is God's responsibility. He promised to take care of us. I don't care what we go through, he promised to take care of us. So when you're trying to block the church, I don't want to run with you. Yeah, because God is going to stop you somewhere. He stopped. Read your Bible. He always stops when he wants to stop somebody. He stops when he gives at him because everything belongs to the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, don't you be, again, the church problem. It's danger for you. Ask Pharaoh. He'll tell you. Go, see, can you get in contact with him? Ask him. Ask Ahab. Ask Jezebel. Ask all them folks, you know. Ask them. Ask them, what can you do with God? He the only true God. It's so many false gods because Satan call him false. He false. But everything that follow him is nothing but what? False. God Almighty. Y'all remember when they had a God contest? Yes, sir. They had a God contest. Who is God? Who's the real God? They having that same thing going on right now. And they don't know who the real God is. They had a God contest. And Elijah said, I tell you what, let's test the gods. Let's see who God is. Let's see the real God. Jezebel was a tough woman. She told her husband what to do, and she run the kingdom, and she had 450 prophets, but all of them were false. God didn't have but one. That's all he need, one. Because he was behind him. You doing what I say, I'll fight your battle. They're going to try to fight their own battle, but I'll fight your battle. So they'll have a contest to find out who is the real God. Elijah brought up, said, let's go up on the mountain and see. And the one that answer by fire, that's the one we going to worship. If your God worship by fire, well, we going to worship him, Abraham. Isaiah said, not Isaiah, but Elijah said, we'll follow him. We said, okay, let's try it then. Elijah, by himself, he built an altar. Can I say it, y'all? They built an altar. And each one of them got their little bullocks. The priest said, you go first. The prophet, Elijah said, y'all go and get the first turn. I'm going to get y'all from the morning shift to the evening, to the noon shift. And y'all call on your God. And then when y'all get through, I call on mine. But we're going to see who's going to answer. We're going to build an altar. And we're going to kill a bullock. We're going to cut it and dress it. Hallelujah. And then we're going to call on our God. Think about 450 false prophets out there calling on their God. Come on, Baal, and calling on Baal. Oh, Baal, calling on Baal. Baal, y'all the answer, cutting up yourself and jumping up and down. Blood running off. They cutting their own self. 450 of them. Crowd looking to see who's going to win this battle. Oh, Baal. Baal ain't answer yet. See, Baal got ears, but he couldn't hear nothing. Baal had a big head, but he couldn't think nothing. Baal had legs, and he couldn't walk. Baal had a mouth, but he couldn't talk. You don't want to serve no God got a head like that. And if the wind blew it down, somebody got to pick him up. Came. Yeah. Oh, Elijah said, it's my time now. God, I cut myself up. Watch over Elijah. Why, I get happy reading that stuff. Yeah. Oh, Elijah. See, oh, let me do it. Oh, Elijah know he had a maze, you know. Because we know they're making a fool out of himself. Oh, Elijah sitting up with a leg call until he got through it. Hey. And matter of fact, he was joking him. Call him a little louder. Yes, sir. Yeah. Call him a little louder. And call him a little louder. Call him a maybe he's asleep. But that's what he said in here. Maybe he's asleep. Elijah may be going on a journey somewhere. He may be eating lunch. Call him a little louder. He may be looking for a rabbit. Call him a little louder. He was joking him.
That's right.
Because he knew he had it what? Made. He know who God really was. We had to 12 o'clock. Bloody all up themselves. But Baal ain't answer yet. But we got a God that can answer. And he will answer. Have he answered your prayer? I said, have he answered your prayer? Have God answered your prayer? He will answer your prayer. You ain't got to cut yourself up. You ain't got to just call on him. Your prayer. Oh, I know he'll answer. He knows how to answer your prayer. Elijah sitting there with his leg crossed. Because he knew he had it made. And when he got through, Elijah tore that old altar down. Because he messed it up. He got him 12 stones. God Almighty, and build him another altar. Get that mess out the way. I don't even want to lie here. Clean it all up and got a 12 stone. And got this bullock. Cut it up. And put it on there. And put a trench around it. Watch this now. Then he got 3 barrels of water. Make sure it ain't no phone in here. I'm going to put water on him. Three baths of water and put it all on it. Well, not just water, but we're looking for fire. And boy, and then Elijah started calling on the Lord.
Go ahead.
And when he started calling on the Lord, heaven heard him. Fire came down. Burned up the altar. And everybody else on the altar. That's the God we ought to serve. Have confidence in your God. Have confidence in Jesus Christ. Have confidence that he died. But he didn't stay dead. We know he is alive. Trust our God like Elijah trusted God. We better have something to tell folk what thus saith the Lord and believe that God is able to do anything, but he just can't fail. Y'all boys can sit down. All I'm saying, listen to this now. They killed every one of them prophets. 450 of them.
Yeah.
Elijah killed every one of them.
Yeah.
Kill, K-I-L-L. He killed every one of them.
Right.
You tell me the prophet killed him? He every one of them according to the Bible. They weren't no good anyway. Not to mankind.
Yeah, right.
They didn't go to jail.
That's right.
Killed every one of them. Get this mess out the way. We got a God. We read about this in this Bible. That same God that delivered Elijah to prove to the world that God is real, we can do the same thing. Now, not be ashamed of him and let the world know who he is. He showed his God. We ought to show our God that he's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. And not but one true God. All the rest of them false. All the rest of them false. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's the only true God. These young folks need to know that. He cannot fail. God Almighty. He's been trying. But watch this now. Don't mess with God, folks. Pharaoh got messed up. Jezebel got messed up. So now, if you got a problem, don't let the church be your problem. Don't let Jesus' church be your problem. He'll set a trap for you. I said, he'll set a trap for you. He'll let you fall in your own trap if you don't watch. See, that'd be the devil. When you don't want to obey God's word and fight God's word, you got a problem. It ain't good to run with you. I said, not good to run with you. Well, hello. You can't win nowhere you go. When you stick with this preacher, can't nobody touch you. Except God allowed him to touch you. He gone by himself. He doesn't need nobody. But never be a problem to the church. Please don't. I'm trying to help you now. Don't be no problem to the church. I'm talking about Jesus' church. God will set a trap for you. I ain't joking with you. Never be a problem. If you got a problem with God, don't mess around with his church. He loves his church. I say he loves his church. Don't be no problem to the church. Check the Bible out. All the way through the Bible. Get a mess around with God's children. He set traps and let you fall in your own trap. Lord Almighty. Bless his holy name. How much time I got? Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, this is why the devil is trying to get people to act like him and to be like him. This is why God called him the lie and the deceiver. Because he is a liar and deceiver. Paul Reese, 2 John for me, 7
and the 10th verse. Glory to his holy name. He owns everything, folks.
For many deceivers are entered into the world.
Yeah.
Who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Yeah.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
See, that's happening right now. They don't want to accept Jesus. They can't see in their mind that God made his son flesh first. And put him, that body, made a body for him and put him in. They can't see that God made Jesus become flesh. God become what? Flesh. And they can't see that. God can do what he wants to do. He is God. They will not accept. They preach that kind of stuff back in the old days. They preaching everything now. They're doing everything to keep you from getting saved. Jesus is our only way of being saved is through Jesus Christ. Anything that gets doubts in your mind, he's coming. Well, there's no human being come do all that. He did it. He became flesh and dwelt among us. This is a deceiver, an antichrist. Somebody who cares not about Christ. They're fooling folk. That's going on in the world right now. Folk being deceived, going and coming. Deceived because they will not accept Jesus coming in the flesh. Because they're blind. The devil has blind the mind. And being deceived by antichrist. Bless his holy name. He God. He doesn't need nobody. And look at Ephesians for me, Paul, right quick. Ephesians 6, 11 through 12.
All right, all right.
Oh, my.
Glory to God.
Really? Ephesians 6, 11 through 12.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Look, this new Bible. Put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
The wiles of the devil. The strategy of the devil.
Yeah.
He comes all kinds of ways. He comes through people, folks you love, folks you like, folks you know. He comes any kind of way to get your mind messed up with Jesus. He comes. Don't be deceived. God Almighty, he's coming at you if you don't watch yourself. Be like Elijah. Relax. Don't do what you got to do for God. God will take care of you and he'll fight your battle. The devil got a lot of schemers out there. They smart. They got a lot of sense, but stupid sense. They ain't got no Jesus sense in them. But they got the devil's sense. How to be a crook. How to deceive folks. And he's doing it right now. As I speak, he already doing it right now. Been doing it ever since God kicked him out of heaven. And God made man. We don't fall.
But we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Listen at that now.
But against principalities.
Yeah.
Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Yeah.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
See, he a spirit. He is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. He got power, but not all power. God got all power. He messing up rulers. Presidents and kings and all folks in top position. Changing laws because he ruling it.
Yes,
the devil ruled this world. Y'all didn't know who ruled this world. The devil ruled this world. The whole world. The devil ruled it in a sense.
Yes,
the church the one got to be the light of the world. We the one got to shine for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We the only saved folks in the world. It's the church.
Yes.
Nobody else. It's the church. The through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
The devil put folks in the white house and black house and brown house. The devil does all that.
All right.
The devil put them in top position. The devil do it. He put his folks and put them there.
Yeah.
They run the world.
Yeah.
But the church got to stand. Regardless of what they come up with, we take a stand.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing things right now. We always want to suck in and see what the world is saying. God already told you what to say and what
right.
to do.
Right.
This is our God right here. The Bible is our God.
Right.
We got to believe the Bible or put it down. Oh, boy. Don't be fooling yourself. Put it down if you don't believe it. Put it down. You'll come out more better. Just leave it alone. Because God can't lie. He got this world under his control.
read the last days, you'll find out it's happening just like he said it. Just study the last days, you'll see what God done told us what's going to happen in the last days. Read your Bible. Oh, boy. It ain't going to get no better, I promise you that. It won't get no better. But you see now, it's going to get what? Worse. If it get any better, God done told a lie. And he can't lie. What's going to happen in the last days, we see them plain as day. And the church getting their tail and putting the tree in their legs, scared and chicken and shame of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Lord. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul. That's it, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart. Watch this now. Watch this. The devil, I got three or four more minutes. The devil is caused all of this evil, sin in this universe. Our job, church, look at your neighbor, say, trust the Bible.
Trust the Bible.
You've got to trust God's word. You've got the word. I already told you what's going to happen. Don't be surprised what's going on in this world. Read your Bible. I already told you what's going to happen. Call him. Be like Elijah. Stand still. Heart of mine. Everything that our eyes can see and can see belongs to God. He is the creator and the owner. Now watch this now. I'm just about to get to nothing. Paul, right quick, read Psalm 50, 10 through the 15th verse. That's where the main theme comes from. Read that for me right quick, Paul.
For every beast of the forest is mine.
God Almighty.
And the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains.
God Almighty.
And the wild beasts of the field are mine.
Yeah.
If I were hungry,
listen,
I would not tell thee.
God Almighty.
But the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell you if I were hungry. What I'm telling you, for you ain't got nothing to give me. I don't eat chicken. I create chickens. I don't eat pork chop. I create the pork chop. That's what I need with you. If I'm a home, I'm going to tell you nothing.
That's right.
The life is mine.
Yes, sir.
Everything you see belongs to me. Read on, Paul.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls?
God Almighty.
Or drink the blood of goats?
Read on, Paul.
Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High.
That's what we do, see. Offer up what? We'll be on our knees all the time doing more thinking, more than action. Every time you're on this, Lord, you promised me. Lord, you know. Trying to pill God, that God got Alzheimer's or something. Oh, Lord. You told me. You promised me. And God turned that thing around. Oh, Jimmy, you promised me. You told me. She said,
what?
Oh, we're going to call attention to God. God knows what he's doing.
Catalog number.
Thank God, crazy. God not crazy.
17.
Read on, Paul.
And call
yeah.
upon me in the day of trouble.
Yeah.
I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Me, not nobody else. Don't give yourself no glory.
All right.
That's a danger person when you want to get glory, have glory on yourself. Well, I mean that's danger. Give God all the what? Glory. We glorify him because he the one doing everything. He the one rock us to sleep. He the one watch over us. He the one wake us up. He the one gave us a job. He the one cause we to have this. He the one, he the one, he the one. It's on him. Glorify God. Some folks forget about the thank God. All we got, give me, give me, give me. Tell God to thank him sometime. Biggest time is good to tell him. Forget about begging so much. Tell God I appreciate you. I got a biscuit to eat. So many folks don't even have a biscuit to eat. And thank God, glorify him for doing for you. Powerful. That's to where you get some favor with God.
Yeah.
Stop begging so much.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Stop begging. Every time you get ready to pray, I'm going to pray. I ran God and said, well, Lord, here he comes. Oh, Lord, here he comes. Thank God for something.
Amen.
You didn't wake yourself up this morning.
Right.
Some of you right now looking at me didn't have time to say, Lord, I thank you for watching all of me all night long. So many folks laid down by the thousands didn't get up this morning. And so I went to sleep and got up, didn't have no breakfast. And we getting up first to call God some up. You didn't do this or that. You better forget about that mess. You put yourself in a condition where you have to beg for something. You better thank him for what he done for you already. We owe it all to him. Everything. He need nothing. My brother and sister, what he need with you and I, nothing. I got two more minutes. Now watch this now. He is the God who needs nothing. What is nothing? That's a good question. What is nothing? I'm through. Lord, let me live next Sunday. I'll be starting right there. I want you to first find out he owns everything. If he owns everything, now what is nothing? Anybody out there, what you think nothing is? You can say it out. Ain't gonna anybody get bad. I'm the pastor. Come on. Anybody. What is nothing? What is nothing? Can't nobody answer, can you? No. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. I know what he gave me. And you're going to have to agree with it. Come out next Sunday. What is nothing? You know you already own everything. Well, what is nothing? That boys you got belongs to who? You don't need this choir to sing. You got angels saying holy day and night. Holy. 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 You don't need me, but I thank God for what? Using me. That's how you got to see God. If you want to be blessed, you have to see God that way for using what? You. He don't need nobody. He don't need nothing and don't need nobody. What is nothing? And can't now one of you answer. I know you can't. I know you can't. Because I had to wrestle with it myself. But you know I had to bring it. He come to save folks. Remember that? Jesus come in, waves his chest for nothing. He come to save us, to keep us from going to hell.
Amen.
And the preacher got to tell the folk is a hell.
All right. All right.
Trying to cover up hell now. It's hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to tell folk that come to church. How are you going to get the truth if you don't come to church to get it? And I know you got preachers that ain't telling you the truth. I know that. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If I got the ruin, I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
It's a hell. Stop fooling yourself. If you lost, stop fooling yourself. Sometimes, do y'all preach ever cry sometimes?
Yes.
I mean, I get to myself sometimes, I just cry for folks. Watch news and see what's going on in the world. How they worship behind this and that. Everything but Jesus. They think the average folks in the 21st century think everybody died go to heaven.
That's right.
A lot of them busting hell wide open. There's a hell. If you don't believe there's a hell, you don't believe there's a heaven. God said it was a hell. I said, God said it. The same one said that was a heaven, the same one said it was a hell. And not only he let a man went to hell. And let the man start a begging. And where he was begging, it wasn't no comfortable going on out there.
No.
We know one thing, the evidence of what's going on, we know this without a shadow of a doubt. It's hot down there. It's hot. See, it's got to be hot, Jesse, because the rich man said, Abraham, let him dip his finger in a drop of water. So he got to be hot, boy.
Right.
Just a drop of water. Fall on my tongue. Just a drop. God let him look over there. That rich man looked over there, saw Abraham. Just a comfortable.
Yes,
sir. Wasn't hot, wasn't nothing wrong. Oh, boy. See, watch this now. That was in the Old Testament time.
Uh-huh. All right.
In the Old Testament time, Abraham day.
That's right.
See, but watch. See, they weren't in heaven, what we call where we going.
That's right.
They couldn't go there until Jesus paid the price.
That's right.
But he was comfortable where he was.
That's right.
But the saints had to go park on the Old Testament saints had to go park till Jesus paid the price. See, they couldn't go to heaven until Jesus died on the cross. And then when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible said he went and got them folk out of that paradise and took them all to heaven. Now, when we die, we don't go down there. We go direct to God. We go direct where God is, the kingdom of God. There is a hell. There is a heaven. Stop being deceived by the devil. Church membership don't get you there. Coffee member of the Zuzu Church, that don't get you there. You've got to be born again. A lot of folks come to church, never met Jesus before. You've got to be born again. Give your life to Christ. Church membership don't save nobody. The devil got church membership, but you got to be in the church through Christ Jesus is his church. And the only way in is one door. God Almighty. And he's standing at the door.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a lie told. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm finna go. This man, he died. See, some folks think that money can get him in heaven.
Yeah.
Paying money, that don't get nowhere. It's through Jesus Christ. You ain't got to pay nothing to go to heaven. It's up to you. He paid it. He died. And he knocked on heaven door. The angel come to the door. And he said, who is you? He said, I'm John. No. He said, I'm coming to heaven. He said, well, John. He looked at his record. John. I paid my money out. John. I paid my money. Okay, I'm just looking. I'm just checking here. I can't find your name nowhere in here. Oh, he said, you can't come in right now. Now stay right there now. You can't come in. He called himself going back and checked God. He said, Jesus, John out there, he said, he paid his money. I don't see no name nowhere in here. He said, Jesus, let me have me see it. Oh, there it is right there. John, 10 cents. You get John his 10 cents and tell him going to hell. Money can't get you there. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born. It ain't hard to get born again. It's just up to you. Half of you be ashamed of Jesus. He wasn't ashamed when you hung out on that cross for us. And you shame of him now and these folk. Hey, devil folk and everybody else folk. And you shame of Jesus? I'm going to say this thing here. I had to tell folk the truth. Let you see yourself. If you're not saved. Now watch this. I'm going to say it again. I say it all the time. God wants you to see yourself. Watch this. Now, if you die now without being saved, where do you think you're going? I don't care what the world saying out yonder. All that kind of mess. You going to hell. Amen. You can't be good enough to go to heaven. Right. Jesus got to make you good enough to go to heaven. Right. Only way to get to heaven is through Christ. That means Jesus come here to get us to heaven back where we come from. And all that. But watch now. Watch now. See, if God even let a man went to hell, I told you about that. But watch this. You go to hell, you there forever. Think, you thought about that. I'm there for how long? Ain't no wrong in it. You there for what? Throughout eternity. Ain't no relaxing with the leg crawl. Let's go to football game. Ain't nothing like that. Let's play cards today. Ain't nothing like that. Let's go fishing. Ain't nothing. You just moaning and groaning throughout eternity. Let us think about it. Eternity. No end to it. I looked at that back in a few years. Boy. Forever. Forever and ever. Your son go to hell. You'll make him come to church. You'll make a daughter come to church. And forever. And you ain't going to be able to hide for him if you go to heaven. That means I get your children saved. You in heaven. They there forever. You ain't in heaven worrying about them either. God done move it away from us. Ain't no sadness. Ain't no sickness. Ain't nothing in heaven. Nothing like that. But that's when you try to get your children saved. Your kinfolk saved. You love them to death. But if they go to hell, they there forever. I mean forever and ever and ever. And when God come to die for our sin, what you think Jesus coming for? He could have stayed in heaven. But he come to keep us from going to hell. You the one got to do that yourself. You got to believe what the Bible says. He got it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? From going to hell. Saved. I'm saved. He didn't say you got to jump up and down. Have faith. It's a faith walk.
That's right.
I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
God will accept you.
Hallelujah.
Just that simple.
Hallelujah.
But Reverend, I have done things so bad. That's what you come to do, save bad folks.
Right.
All of us are what? Bad.
Right.
That's what he come here for. Because we were what? Bad.
Lord.
He have no respect to push. Up to you to be saved. Anybody go to hell, they go because they want to go. But my job as a pastor, as a preacher of God, to tell you the truth. What you come to church for? To get the truth. You have a lot of mess out there because the devil knows he don't want you to get saved. He just get around some folk talk that mess. When you come to church, you get your mind set. The devil always set your mind. Get that out your mind and listen at the preacher. I've been called by God. These fellas been called by God. They said, yeah, I have. And now, I'm going to tell you, I'm called to tell you the truth.
Yes,
I love your soul.
Amen.
I ain't going to try to get you in here just have more members. No, that's far, always been far from me.
Yes.
I want so what? Saved.
All right.
I want my enemies what? Saved. I pray for them. Save them.
Yes.
They're lost. And don't even know you're lost.
Amen.
See, you can hang around a church and be lost if you don't watch yourself.
Yes,
save the lost. Church membership don't get you there.
All right.
It's confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt be
saved.
That's so simple until the devil has you where you won't believe it.
Right.
And if you walk off from it and you're not saved, the devil don't conquer you that quick. I mean it. It's up to you. Let us all stand. There may be one. Want to give your life to Christ. It's a good time to do it now. You don't know when God coming at you. Day may be your last day. I'm not trying to scare you, but my job is just to tell the truth. He come to save you. If you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Well, somebody may come by preaching next to him.
He going to the lake of fire. And everybody that don't give his life to Christ, they going to the lake of fire with him. And everybody go with Jesus, go to heaven with him. That's what you do. That's plain and simple. Where you won't get crossed up no kind of way. And nobody don't go to hell and say, "Well, walk and tell me the truth." I'm going to tell you the truth. I want you saved. I don't want your money. I don't want your body. I want folks saved. God take care of me. He know how to take care of his own. Saved is the most important thing in this world. Ain't nothing. All the money you got in the bank, somebody else don't use it. And after we get through with it, they say, "Yeah, but where you going?" He say, "Money can't get you there. Big shot. Popularity don't get you to heaven. Okay, how popular you may be. When all that popularity gone, where you going? Where the proper man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Jesus said that. Lose his own soul. That's all you ever own is the one thing. And that's your soul. And God leave it up to you. Mama can't get you there. That's what she loves you. Daddy can't get you there. You can't buy your way there. It's just only simple grace that God gives us. And it's so simple, folks don't want to believe. Because it's too simple. Just give your life to Jesus. Call him mercy. Still waiting on somebody. Still waiting on somebody. I'm going to see still right. Hallelujah. Sister, read from
me. Pastor Walker, we have three coming on Christian Experience.
Glory name.
Sister Jamise Menifee.
I'm called one at a time. Menifee, how you doing, brother?
How you doing? Well, Pastor.
I'm fine.
Good. Yeah.
You know you're saved?
Yes, sir, I do.
Been baptized?
Yes, sir, I have.
We'd be glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Come and wake up your soul salvation.
Yes, sir.
Can you sing?
No.
No, you can't. Okay. Really can't know what you mean. Big God sure. Bless. We're glad to have you here. Where you traveling? I got a mail call. See that fellow here? See that fellow there?
Yes, sir.
If you can't sing, run with him a little while.
Yes, sir.
Big God bless. We're glad to have you, brother.
Glad to be
here. Hallelujah.
Then we have Sister Diana Rogers.
Sister Rogers. What Rogers?
Elizabeth.
You can. How you doing, girl? Thank God bless you here.
Bless you too.
Yeah. You know what you say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm fine.